Spending a few minutes now with the Neumann University women's basketball standout, Nafisa Saunders, who recently set the program record for points as she has been on an offensive tear all season long, really throughout her career. And first of all, congratulations on setting that record and all your success this year and through your 4 years at Neumann.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
What does that record mean to be the all-time leading scorer in program history?
I think it just is a symbol to show all my hard work throughout the years since I've been younger and throughout college. Just show how much I really worked, how hard I really worked.
When you came into Neumann, I don't know that anyone comes in and says, hey, I can set records here. But did you feel this was a place you're going to come in and have success right away and have success to this level?
I knew I would have success, but I did not know I would break the record, or I did not think that I was going to break the record. But I knew I would have a good career.
So with something like this points record, how aware were you? Were you aware, like, going into the game? Did you learn a few games before? How did you kind of approach it?
I was very aware. Like, my family knew about it. Brittany, whose record I broke, she knew about it. So I was aware pretty much all season that I was going to be pretty close to it.
So how would you describe your game for someone who hasn't seen you play? I mean, obviously you're a scorer, but if you kind of had to scout yourself, what would you say are the skills that have allowed you to have this success?
I would say I'm pretty aggressive on the court. I like to attack the basket. Drive and kick when everybody collapses on me. My mid-range is okay. I'm not a big three-point shooter, so... You know, I like to get to the free throw line. I've been doing well with my free throws, so it's pretty much my game right there.
Then you mentioned the free throw line. I mean, you average, I think it's more than 11 attempts a game, which is outstanding, and you shoot in the mid-80s. Is free throw shooting something throughout, not just your career, but throughout your life that's been a focus for you? Because to see someone that efficient with that type of volume, it really, really is a difference maker.
Oh, actually, in high school, I struggled at the free throw line. I was probably like a 50% free throw shooter. So I try to focus on that in college because I knew I would be going to the free throw line, and I knew, like, obviously free points. So I knew I had to cash out on those. So I don't know what I did, but as soon as I got to college, I guess I locked in. I was able to figure out my muscle memory and better my free throw shooting.
Has it kind of settled in that you're like the all-time leading scorer for a college basketball program? Because there's not a lot of people that can say that, and there have been a lot of people that have gone through the Neumann program. So does it seem real, or does it still kind of seem a little bit surreal, like it's somebody else they're talking about?
It's definitely surreal. I think maybe it'll settle in maybe after the season, maybe when everything's over.
How has your game grown? I mean, you came in, I think you averaged about 11 a game as a freshman, so you really hit the ground running. But you've gone up, boy, it looks like about 6-7 points every season. How has your game evolved over your 4 years at Neumann?
I think over the 4 years, I've calmed down a lot. Like, freshman year, I was anxious, excited, just all over the place. So as the years go by, I calm down. Think about the game and, you know, just ease my – I let the game come to me more than trying to figure out where I stand or what I'm going to do next. So it's just more of a flow now more than anything. And most of the time in the game, I don't find myself thinking much. It's just I don't know, second nature, I guess.
And as a senior – I mean, things are winding down here, and I'm sure you're hoping you guys play as long as you can through the conference tournament and beyond and such. But do you start to take stock of stuff like, oh, last game against Cabrini, last game against X, last trip here, stuff like that? Or is that stuff you'll all kind of settle in and think about once it's all over?
Oh, I definitely think about that right now and as the season's going on. I think every day I'm thinking, like, oh, my career, my college career is soon coming to an end. Like, doesn't seem real to me, but I'm grateful for every opportunity, and I go out every game playing hard, with heart, so